Talk a little bit about that adjustment period for a receiver, adjusting to playing with a quarterback you haven't played before. Talk about just some of the challenges that exist with that.
Yeah, man. You know, it's just one of those things where it's just constant work. You know, a lot of the looks that, you know, we get in the game, we don't get in practice, and you just got to read and react. And, you know, you don't have time to really, you know, you don't have the opportunity to go over certain looks. You know, when you get out there on Sunday, it may be, you know, you may see it one time, and you got to go out there and make a play into it. And, you know, versus, you know, making the throws off of the leverage of the defensive back, you know, what angle you're breaking on, or the safety, and different things like that. So, you know, I'm just trying to be consistent, you know, with the looks that I give him, and let him, you know, just really, you know, emphasize where I'm going to be at on certain routes, different things like that. But it's definitely a work in progress. It's something that, you know, it doesn't come overnight. You know, we're working at it every day.
Plaxico, how would you rate your Super Bowl catch as far as moments in your career?
Well, it's definitely the best. I mean, you know, coming into this business, you know, it's something that you dream of. You know, playing a wide receiver position, you know, being able to, let alone playing a Super Bowl, but to win it in the fashion that I did. You know, something that you dream of as a child, and to do it against, you know, a team that was probably, you know, the best, you know, in history offensively, you know, what they had accomplished and, you know, how big that game was. You know, it's just something that, you know, it'll always be a part of me. And, you know, it was a defining moment for a lot of guys in our careers. And, you know, it was a beautiful moment.
You've had a lot of time to think in some, you know, probably not so fun places over the last couple of years. I'm wondering, is that something that you thought of? You thought back at?
Look back at what?
You know, that catch when you were, you know, in prison and going through some stuff that was probably not that good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just a part of who I am. You know, playing in that Super Bowl and, you know, making that catch in the fashion that we did. You know, driving down the field in 2 minutes. You know, making that play, you know, on that stage. And, you know, this is a part of, you know, it's a part of me. It's a part of history. And to me, it was the greatest Super Bowl I ever played. And like I said, man, it was just a moment that, you know, every kid dreams of having, and, you know, to be able to go out and execute it and do it, you know, in the fashion that we did it against the team that we were playing against. You know, it just says a lot.
Does preparing for the Patriots this week bring back those memories?
No, not really. You know, it's a, you know, different team, you know, different defense. You know, some of these guys that are in the back end, I haven't even played against any of them. So, you know, I'm going to have to do a lot of things, you know, as far as watching tape, you know, different things that they do. And, you know, I haven't played up there in, you know, almost 10 years in Gillette Stadium. So, you know, it's going to be good to, you know, get back. You know, I expect to get food, you know, by the fans and different things like that. But it's going to be fun. You know, I think that, you know, for our football team, it's a, you know, it's a good test for us, you know, where we're at mentally, you know, come out and play hard and try to get a win.
Plaxico,
you know, in a stadium where they don't give up wins too often during the regular season.
Plaxico, do you see potential for big plays against this Patriot defense, given the fact that they've given up a few in the first 4 weeks?
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot of big plays that they've given up, you know, just from a little bit of film that I've watched. You know, hopefully, you know, we can go out and execute. We're going to have to do a good job of, you know, protecting. They got some elite players up front with, you know, Vince, you know, Albert, and Andre Carter. So, you know, we're going to have to block those guys up. You know, it's not going to be an easy task. And, you know, they're going to play some one-on-one matchups and, you know, zones. We're going to have to read it out and make plays, you know, into the defense.
Rex Ryan called that loss to Baltimore miserable and horrible. Do you look at that as basically just an aberration and kind of throw that out the window because that's not who the Jets really are?
I mean, you know, if you haven't, you know, played in a game like that in your career, as far as being on the back end of losing a game, you know, in that kind of fashion, then, you know, you don't know what this league is all about. Like I said, man, it was. You know, nobody wants to get beat like that or lose, you know, in that fashion, the way that we did. But, you know, like I said, man, it got our attention. And, you know, it was something that we needed. And, you know, we're going to use that, you know, as a motivation to move forward. You know, remember the taste in our mouths after that game, how we felt, and, you know, how poorly that we played. and you know, come out, be sharp, you know, focus on, you know, every little detail that needs to be done so we can go out and have success against a damn good football team. So, you know, we know that we're playing, you know, arguably the best team in football right now. We gotta come out ready to play.
Rex Ryan has made a lot or put a lot of attention toward beating the Patriots in the last 2.5 years. Have you noticed anything different about this week of work, showing up and preparing for the Patriots? Is there a heightened sense of urgency?
I don't want to say it's an urgency. You know, we just, I expect my boys to come in exactly the way that I expected them to today. You know, being that the way that we played this Sunday, you know, coming in focused, you know, everybody paying attention to the focus of the details, and, you know, just concentrating on, you know, getting better, you know, individually at every position. It's not really so much more about the Patriots this week. You know, it's more about us, you know, being what we're supposed to be, you know, making the right calls, communicating, you know, trusting and just going on and playing.
Plaxico, last thing about the Super Bowl catch. I'm wondering, do you remember the route? Do you remember how it broke down, when you knew you had the defensive back, details like that?
Yeah, you know, it was a play that we had ran the same play twice. And Eli just told me that, you know, before I broke the huddle, that, you know, if they gave me single coverage, you're going to throw it. You know, I'm just thinking to myself, I said, there's no way that they're going to single cover me at this, you know, time of the game. And they actually went to cover zero, and, you know, with no safety help. And I have been watching, you know, so much film, you know, watching film on Ellis Hobbs, like, in the, you know, inside from the 10-yard line to the goal line, and noticing that, you know, he likes to stop his feet right around the goal line. And, you know, I just went up, just made a move, you know, never broke stride, and just kept running. But I have watched so much film on him that if I had a chance to run that route, you know, I knew exactly how I was going to run it. And, you know, it actually came down to running, you know, film, running that exact route as I had seen him do. And he did exactly what he had showed on tape. And I knew when we lined up that, you know, I had a great shot to, you know, to make the game-winning catch.
Are you still surprised that they didn't have a safety over the top on that play?
Very surprised. You know, just they had single covered me maybe a handful of times that whole game. And coming off the NFC Championship game and, you know, the game that we had in the game, Week 16 in Giant Stadium, they were really focusing on, you know, taking me out of the football game. And for them to give me that coverage with that on the line, you know, I didn't think that it would, but, you know, well, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Plaxico.
Thank you.
All right.